Hey, Zen, you alright?
Zen, are you alright?
Nah, I've got a lot on my mind.
What are you thinking about?
I don't know, I've just got a lot on. Like, I've got commitments, I've got responsibilities, I'm trying to show up for people, but then I'm also trying to do the stuff I have to do, like...
Gosh, I'm really sorry.
I mean, I know in Isaiah 41 it says, don't be afraid, for I'm with you. Don't be discouraged, for I'm your God, but...
Yeah, I mean, I guess that is God's heart, right? Mm. That we're not discouraged, but encouraged.
Yeah, but yeah. I don't want to let people down, and I don't want to fail.
I do find it hard with God. I find it hard when I fail. Like, you know when you know that God's way is the best way to live, and then you don't live like that?
Yeah.
It just, like, really stresses me out. And then, should we walk?
Yeah, let's go.
Like, even a few weeks ago, I found myself messing up more and feeling more lazy. I just felt so distant from God. I felt like I was working for Him. I felt like I couldn't come to Him because I just didn't feel like I was enough. But, I did. I went to church. I felt broken and I cried out for God. I was praying. I was asking Him to give me a right perspective of how He feels about me. And I looked up and I saw a painting of the prodigal son. A story of a son who failed, but he came back to his father. And he was expecting to be angry, but he was met with love and acceptance. And I guess it's the story of Jesus, right? He already died on the cross. Like, we don't have to work for love. No matter how much we mess up, He hugs us. He holds us. He loves us. And when he sees our failures, his response isn't anger, it's just forgiveness.
Though it is hard to remember his heart towards us sometimes.
Yeah.
But I guess that's why we have to intentionally remember who he is, his goodness, his faithfulness, his forgiveness, and his love. Mm. Yeah. Because despite our mess, God still wants to meet us and bless us.
It's crazy, isn't it? It's like the kindness of God.
Mm.
There's been just so many situations where I felt like God shouldn't help me out. And He always chooses to step into the situation. He always chooses to help out. And yeah, I guess that's what grace is, right?
Mm.
Like God blessing us even when we don't deserve it.
Yeah, like last summer I was in a really bad financial situation and I felt a bit guilty asking God about it because I didn't think that I deserved His help. But then He stepped in and actually helps me more in that moment than I was asking for. Yeah, God really helps me out. But I guess God isn't really taken aback by our situations or what we go through. Like, He knows what we're going through and He wants us to invite Him in and He wants to meet with us and He wants to help us out and bless us.
It's so encouraging, isn't it, to know that God hears our prayers, that He knows what's best for us, and even that He, like, answers them. Like, just thinking back, I had a friend who didn't have a faith, who was going through a hard time, and I remember praying for him. And I prayed that he'd become a Christian. And then he suddenly started watching Christian videos and then became a Christian. Yeah. And now, like, even in hard times, he just has a real joy because he knows God. Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. He literally answers our prayers. We need to remember to pray more, man.
Yeah, I feel that. And that is the ultimate encouragement for us. In the chaotic times, in the failures, and in the good times, God doesn't abandon us. He hears our prayers. Mm.